anti-Muslim bigotry impacts every single American who cares about freedom and safety. And that's why it's important for every single American to care about Islamophobia. So first, the higher Islamophobia gets, the more people are accepting of authoritarianism. So people will actually relinquish their own freedoms if they're afraid, if they have been turned against a group. And we've seen this in our research where as Islamophobia goes up, it's linked to acceptance of censoring the press or suspending checks and balances. So authoritarianism is linked to Islamophobia. So that's one reason. But the second reason is it's also linked to tolerance for violence against civilians. The more people are endorse anti-Muslim stereotypes, the more likely they are to say that it's sometimes justified to target and kill civilians. So it also makes our society less safe. And it's so ironic because Islamophobia is often described as being about national security or, you know, mitigating the threat of Muslims. And in fact, Islamophobia makes us less safe, and people with Islamophobic perspectives are more likely to condone violence. And then the third reason is more intuitive, but, you know, it's linked to accepting bad policies against Muslims, you know, discriminatory policies like the surveillance of mosques or the Muslim ban. So those are three reasons, three threats to our democracy that are posed by Islamophobia. But it doesn't just end there. It also impacts other targeted minorities, other marginalized minorities. So Islamophobia is linked to anti-Black racism and anti-Semitism. The same soil that grows anti-Muslim bigotry is growing all of these other types of bigotry. So yes, Muslims are the canaries in the coal mine. We might be the first to feel it, but the toxic climate of hate and bigotry is impacting everyone.